Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 55 degrees and a light southeast wind. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 35. And on Friday, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 58. And in the news for today and our continuing coverage of candidates and issues for the upcoming 2022 midterm elections. So far, we have reviewed the Wisconsin races between the U.S. Senate candidates, incumbent Republican Ron Johnson, and current Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, the Wisconsin governor's race between Democrat and current Governor Tony Evers and challenger Republican Tim Michaels, Wisconsin Attorney General race between current AG Democrat Josh Call and Republican Eric Toney. We have also reviewed the Lieutenant Governor's race, which is open and has Republican Roger Roth and Democrat Sarah Rodriguez. In addition, and more regionally, we looked at the race for the open U.S. House of Representatives 3rd Congressional District, pitting Democrat Brad Paff and Republican Derek Van Orden. And locally, we reported on the Vernon County Sheriff's debate with 4 candidates and also looked at the Vernon Area Schools proposal and ballot measure to finance a $17 million building improvement plan. Today, we will conclude our candidate profiles and look at the race for Wisconsin's Secretary of State position, where Democrat Doug La Follette has held that office for the past 44 years. Wisconsin elections are currently overseen by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is run by a group of bipartisan appointees. The Secretary of State's office has 1 full-time employee. Many of the office's past duties have shifted to other agencies. La Follette, a Democrat, said Republicans across the country, from Georgia to Arizona to Michigan, want the power to overturn elections they lost. He said Wisconsin should keep its Secretary of State out of administering elections. That, according to an online report from Wisconsin Public Radio, La Follette is being challenged by Republican and State Representative Amy Lauterbach. In other states, Secretaries of State are feeling pressure from Republicans and former President Donald Trump over debunked claims about voter fraud from the 2020 election. Lauterbach said it's appropriate if the state legislature chooses a new way of running elections that an office, quote, directly accountable to the voters be part of that process. La Follette said Lauterbach doesn't recognize that President Joe Biden won the 2020 election. However, Lauterbach affirmed Biden's victory. The ballots were cast, a recount was conducted, the totals favored President Biden. Our Electoral College votes were cast for him, she said. He is the president, and there is no going back. That, again, from the WPR report. Lauterbach said she decided to run before the 2020 election, but waited to formally announce until after. She served in the state's assembly for 12 years and has recently been a member of the influential state budget committee. We are not meant to be in these jobs forever, she said. La Follette said he originally planned to retire but was persuaded to run again because he was worried about election integrity. We need to keep Wisconsin elections free of politics, he said. It's that simple. Again, some information for this report comes with permission for our use from WPR News. On tomorrow's news, we will review the most recent polling information on the key races in the state. And also be sure to tune in to WDRT Monthly Review on Friday evening at 5:30 p.m. as station volunteer Dan Peek gives his take on the candidates and issues for the midterm elections. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.